The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why. And my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I didn't come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. Not want them to beat me.
They're never gonna beat you.
They came close to that.
And I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
Alright, rise and grind, everybody, rise and grind. Welcome to the grind. This background noise go. Well, you may hear a little background noise this morning. Everybody, I'm out walking. God decided to do something different, trying to get my 30 minutes in today. But, you know, definitely wanted to talk to everybody on the grind this morning. Hope everybody's having an amazing day. You know, my breathing may be a little hard, but that's okay. My heart's getting stronger, and that's what's important. So, you know, you heard the song, Rise and Grind. Rise and fight, you heard it. I mean, some powerful stuff, you know, being said, you know, just in that one audio. You know, then I definitely wanted to pray, you know, shine bright like a diamond, because, you know, where we're going this morning, you know, that's relevant. You know, it's very relevant. Shine bright like a diamond. There's not going to always be those moments, but we'll talk about that, you know, here in just a moment. But, you know, what we're going through right now, with a lot of you in life, are going through those different phases. You know, life is just a lot of different phases, and it's just a matter of whether you can zone out, you know, and zone in. And if you can zone out and zone back in, and you're good at doing that, then you know what? You can accomplish your goals. You know, a lot of us, you know, wake up every morning and we hope things are going to be hunky-dory, and hope there's not going to be any challenges in life, and hope you have a very, very smooth day. You know, and, you know, it's just not going to be that way. It's not going to be that way. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you're going. There are always going to be challenges. There are always going to be hurdles to cross. So when you got those hurdles and those challenges to cross, you may as well tell yourself that, you know what, I may as well get geared up for them. I'm going to need to zone in. And first, I got to zone out. You know, you got to think about what you want and what do you want to create. And you have to create those habits associated with that thing that you want. That's the first thing that you have to do. Because I was talking, you know, yesterday on the golf course, and I was talking about muscle memory on the golf course, and I was talking about how, you know, golf is a lot like, you know, success. You know, you have to have certain muscles, you know, and those muscles have to be memorized, you know, have to be grooved and groomed to that level. If those muscles don't remember how to swing a golf club, then your golf swing is going to be off. Just like any other sport that you play, if you don't build those right muscles, if you don't have basketball muscles and you're a football player, and you go out and try to play basketball, it's going to be a little different from you. You're going to have a different person out there that's playing basketball that's grooming themselves to that, and they're building those basketball muscles, they're going to be better than you. And you can flip that around. You know, you'll have the people that are great at football. How are you doing, sir? You have the people that are great at football, and you'll have a guy that comes in to play basketball, tries to come out on the football field, and he'll realize real quick that, you know what, I'm not really great at football because you don't have football muscles. You don't have football muscles. So how did these athletes, how did these amazing singers, like you heard Rihanna, You know, how did these people, you heard amazing figures, like you heard E.T., how did these people get to be who they are and where they are? It was habits. The habits that they create are what made them successful. And for me, I know for a fact on a golf course, if I'm going to play golf and if I'm going to be successful at playing golf, then I need to play more golf. Anything in life that you do that you want to be successful in, you have to create the right habits and build the right muscle. So what we tend to do is we tend to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. And people get to know you like that. And a lot of people think that that's a great saying. A lot of people think that, oh, man, they're saying that I know a lot. No, they're saying that you know a lot, but you don't actually excel at a lot. You can do a lot of things. You can spread yourself around like pepper a lot, but you haven't mastered any one thing yet, and you haven't like mastered one thing and then moved from that one thing to the next thing. Why? How is that? And there are a lot of reasons why, but the main reason you can't get to where you want to be, the main reason you can't get to your greatness is because of you. It's nobody else's fault. It's just simply you. And the quicker we realize that we are the reason why we're not being great right now, if you know that you were created for greatness and you're not being great, then the only person to blame is you, because all the necessary tools are on the inside, right? So if you know that you want to be great, then start creating the habits that will make you great, right? So create the habits that point toward the thing that you want. If you want to be a great speaker, if you want to be a great basketball player, a football player, then you can't be playing soccer. You can't. If you want to be a great speaker, you can't be on the football field all day long, tossing the ball and catching the ball. You're a little backwards. You got it a little mixed up. It seems like the devil is a lie, because every time you want to, I can tell this is great, because every time you want to do something, there's always distractions. See, those distractions are put in place. See, I'm just going to talk louder. But those distractions are put in place to delay you. But you know what? You can't delay what God has for you. What's for you is for you. Your destiny is sitting there waiting on you. It's not moving. It's there. You just got to find the right path and know how to zone out and zone in. I got a lot of background noise this morning, but guess what? That's not going to keep me from my greatness. I knew that when I went out this morning to walk, I knew that I was going to have some noises. I knew people were going to be passing me by. I knew they were going to be, hey, how you doing? I have to speak back. I knew that. But guess what? When you're told to do something, when you get that thing in your spirit that says do something, and you know it's not going to harm you or set you back, then be obedient. Even when you don't quite understand it right away, still do it, because there's a lesson in it, and it's growth. That's why we should never wake up and say, you know, I just hope I have a smooth day and nothing happens. I can just come back home and lay down and do it all over again. No, instead of praying for a smooth day, say, you know what, God, give me strength. Give me the strength to be able to overcome the things and the challenges that I can overcome, and give me the strength and the wisdom to be able to ignore everybody and everything else that I can't get by, that I know that I'm not going to be able to surmount. So let me just be able to go around certain things, guide me through my day, because I know there are going to be hurdles. I understand that. Some of those hurdles you're going to need to go over, because they build those muscles. You know, so we have to be great at basically overcoming adversity in life, bottom line. All right? So I want us to understand that the only thing stopping us and keeping us from being great is us, is you. Look in the mirror and say, hey, it's me. It's me. Some of us, we're on the 30-33, you know, lifestyle, the movement, and we're taking three amazing products for 30 days, for 30 minutes. You know, we're exercising every day for 30 minutes, and we're on that journey, and some of us are making excuses. Well, you know, I didn't get my 30 minutes in today, so I'll just do it tomorrow. See, it's the same excuses, the same mentality, the same mindset that has kept us where we are right now. We continually deploy that mindset, and we think that we're going to be great. But see, what happens is we start trying to be great right now, and when we come across a little hurdle, or we wake up and we say, I don't feel like, you know, my leg is hurting today. You know, I'm sore from my workout yesterday. I'm not going to do anything today. You know, even though we're supposed to do 30 minutes a day, I'm just going to chill. Well, that chill mentality is there to delay you. The distractions are there to delay you. I mean, you may not ever get to your destiny, and that's the whole game plan of the enemy. to keep you from your destiny. If you were created to be great, then somebody has to keep you from your destiny, and you know that's the enemy. So anything that's a delay, right, then you got to make sure that you're getting past those delays, that you're jumping those hurdles. So create the habits toward the things that you know you want, and you'll start your journey to being successful. You really got to go into lion mode. Some of us just running around here, and we're the consumed, and we're not the consumer. We're the consumer, and none of us are the creators. We're not creating anything. We're not getting better. I'm not gonna put myself in that. Some of you aren't getting better. Some of you are just staying the same. So you're just consuming what people give you, and you're basically sitting there. You're not creating anything. So you got to go in lion mode. You got to be the person that says, you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm going to devour this day. I'm not going to let anything stop me, not anything detour me, because what I've been doing up until this point, who I am up until this very point, what I have up until this very point is a direct reflection of what I've been, of my mindset thus far. So you got to find out what your trigger point is. What motivates you? What moves you? What moves you to action? Once you find out what your trigger point is, once you find that out, you know now what arena, what mindset to put yourself in. It could be, for some people, you know what, it could be money. For some people, I mean, it could be, you know what, I love a good run. Or for some people, your trigger point could be, you know what, I love the feeling I get when I get compliments. Or some people may say, you know what, I love how I'm developing mentally and physically. Well, if those are your trigger points, then move toward those trigger points. Stay in those trigger points. Stay in that zone. And we talk about zoning out and zoning in. In order to zone in, you got to zone out from something. There's a lot of noise on the outside. We talked about outside in last week, right? But there's a lot of noise on the outside. So you got to, first, you got to zone out. That means you got to step out of where you are, the distractions, the things that have kept you mediocre and average to date right now. You got to zone out, step out of that zone, and step into the zone that's going to move you forward. Now, one of the things that I love to do is, you know, I'll put my headphones in, and when I put my headphones in, I zone out. And the problem is sometimes people can't see my headphones because they're Bluetooth, and they're like, okay, I'm talking to you, you don't hear me because I've zoned out. I'm zoning into something that I need to get done or something that I need to do. I've made sure that everything that I needed to do up to that point is good, and now it's my time to zone out. It's my time to build that muscle that I need for that thing that I want. Some of us never do that, so we keep playing all sorts of different sports and all sorts of good. It's okay to be able to zone in and play a lot and do a lot of different things. You know, a lot of people say, you know, I got a lot of irons in the fire, and that's okay to have some irons in the fire. But are you really sharpening? Are you heating those irons up so that they can do something in your life, or you just want to be a person that says, you know, I'm doing a lot, I got a lot going on, so you just scattered all over the place, but you're not the master of anything. So you got to go into lion mode. You got to start being the person that consumes, the person that creates. Lion mode, man. Get out of the gazelle mode. That's you're just running. That's all you're doing. You're running fast, and everybody's saying, oh, yeah, they can run fast. Look at that. So sometimes you got to put your earplugs in, man, and focus on the inner you, because you are the only person, the only thing that's keeping you from your greatness. And some of us don't want to do that because we're too concerned about, you know what, I don't have time, or we're concerned about what other people are going to think, or, you know what, I got to do this for such and such or that for such and such. If you live your entire life doing stuff for other people, then guess what? At the end of that time span, when you're all spin up, then you're going to look back and you're going to say, you know what, man, I didn't accomplish anything, but I helped 15, 20 people accomplish everything that they wanted to accomplish. Now, some of you will look at that and you'll spin it and say, hey, you know, that's the epitome of success is duplication. You know, you didn't duplicate because you didn't do it. You just helped somebody else do it because you didn't have the propensity. You didn't have the dedication. You didn't have the grit. You didn't go into lion mode. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. You didn't zone out and zone in to to get something done, now you are a master at it. Now you know how to do it. Now you can duplicate. Because when you duplicate zero, you only get zero. You're not duplicating it. Some people are great at duplicating absolutely nothing. And you look at some people and they say, you know what, if you hang around five broke people, you're bound and destined to be the sixth broke person. That's just the way it is. So now you've got all sorts of, you got five zeros, and now you're the sixth zero because like attracts like, and like creates like. Plain and simple. So what is it that you want to do? What's that thing that you want in life right now that you know you got to have and you want to master? Point your habits, point your efforts towards that thing, and don't let anything detour you. You got to have a great balance, but you also have to have great focus as well, right? So, you know, the outside noise, guys, will definitely not stop unless you stop it. It's not going to stop. It's like the people that you're around. The people that you're around, they're not going to stop being around you. You just got to choose to drift away. Just drift away. And they'll say, you know what, we don't see as much of such and such anymore. You know, we don't know. What's that? What's going on with them? They don't know. They don't know what's going on, but you know what's going on. Because you know that what you're doing is grinding towards something greater. And see, here's the thing that people forget. You're called to be great so somebody else can see your greatness and get to their greatness. You're called to inspire somebody to their greatness. Not to tell them, hey, look, I think you can be great. You can be a great person. That's all great to hear. But what about your greatness? Be first partaker in everything that you do that you want to inspire someone else to do. Be the first partaker. If you're just inspiring somebody to be, hey, look, man, I believe that you can be a great football player. You know, I do. I think you have everything that it takes to be a great football player. You may not know diddly about football, so how do you know what it takes to be a great football player? Have you ever been a coach? No. All you can do is see the attributes that that person has and say, you know what, man, I believe that, you know, with the mindset that you have, the dedication that you have, and everything that you do, the habits that you're creating, you know, I believe that, you know, you can be a great football player or a great basketball player. Not because you haven't been a coach so you don't know squat, but because now you see the universal attributes that it takes to attain success in anything that we do. It doesn't change. It stays the same. The habits that you create, the dedication that you show, the passion that you put in everything you do, that creates those habits. So you can talk about those all day long, but you can't tell somebody how to be a great football player if you've never been a great football player. If you've coached a great football player, you can definitely tell somebody how to coach one. But you can't tell somebody to do something that you've never done. So stop focusing on that. Focus on getting great for yourself. Find that one thing that you know you want to do that's going to allow you to affect some change in somebody's life and start doing it, whatever it is. And you know it's going to be, you know that it's good, because if it's affecting other people's lives, if it's helping other people get better, it's helping change other people for the better, then it's a good thing. Do it. If it's burning in you, if you know that it's something, you know, I got to do this, I want to do it, I want to do what I want. Well, if you wake up every morning, it's what's on your mind, what you want to do, there's a reason for that. Sometimes I just said you got to be obedient in the things that your spirit is telling you to do, even when you don't quite understand what they are, even when you don't quite know what the outcome is going to be. Those are the best times. When you don't know what you're going to say, when you don't know, you know, what, well, when I get there, I don't really know what I'm going to do. But if it's in you, it has to come out of you. It just needs that. It just needs that right moment. It's like water boiling. The water doesn't boil until it gets to a certain temperature. But when it starts boiling, you know it's boiling. So the heat is turned up, and I got to tell you, that pressure, that adrenaline that flows when you don't know what's gonna happen, you don't know what's gonna come out, but you know it's inside. That allows God to say what He wants to say, as opposed to you saying what you want to say. That keeps you out of it. Man is fallible. So we say what God wants us to say, and guess what? There is absolutely no way you can go wrong. As I said, the distractions come to delay you. It's not a stoppage. It's just a distraction. It's just a distraction. It seems like this wood chipper truck is following me around the whole neighborhood, but you can't stop this. You can't stop this. See, it's just a delay. That truck was on the other end of the subdivision. I walked out here, and here it comes again. The devil is a lie. That's when you know you're getting close, when you see all of these adversities, all of this stuff. There's no smooth roads to success. There's nothing smooth about it. If your road to success is smooth, then you're doing the wrong thing. Something's wrong. It can't feel right. Distractions come to delay. They don't stop you. See, here's another thing. Don't ignore the small victories. Yeah, it's all about the war. Yeah, you want to win the war. But there are some small victories, some things that happen in your life that you need to pay attention to. The small victories. Don't despise the small beginnings. Don't despise the little victories that you have. If somebody comes up to you and they say, you know what, you inspired me. You said something that inspired me. Yes, milestone. Thank you. You said something that kept me from doing something crazy. Yes, celebrate it. Celebrate with that person. The small victories. I mean, I just got my company name. Yes, small victories. Man, look, I just set up my 501c3, and you know, now we're getting ready to start moving. Yes, the small victories. Don't forget about or neglect or forget to celebrate or appreciate the small things that happen in your life and the people that God put in your life to help propel you forward. Don't forget about those people. And celebrate those people and celebrate the things that happen in your life, because those are the things that define you. Those are the things that make you. They're going to make you into the person that you're going to become. They're going to allow you to be able to touch not just one, not just two, not just 10 people. You may be able one day to touch a stadium full of people. And you didn't, that may not have even been your goal. But when you keep your head down and you start shining, here's the part that most people don't like. Here's the part that most people, I lose people at. Diamonds are created in the dark. Diamonds are created underground, deep in the earth. Diamonds don't shine initially. People don't even see them until they're dug up, and they shine. They're pressed so hard. But see, this is the part that people can't handle. They can't handle that they're not shining all the time. If you want to be a diamond, you're not going to shine all the time. There has to be a dark period in your life. There has to be. There is no way around it. Yeah, there's something called insta-fame. There's something called, you know what, I hit the lottery. That's called, I'm going to shine for a moment if I don't have the foundation that I need to keep that shine going, to stay polished, to know what the pitfalls are. They say that most, I don't know what the percentage is, I know it's very high. Most people that win those big lotteries, they're broke, you know, inside of 3-4 years. They're broke. How do you go from 100 million to broke? Is it possible? Absolutely. Because the foundation is not there. See, when the foundation's there, you can build anything on that foundation over and over and over again. Because guess what? When you know the pitfalls, the hurdles that you're faced with, then I can promise you it's going to last even that much longer. Now you know what's happening. Now you know what's going on. Now you know, okay, this is what's waiting for me. So when it happens, it doesn't shock you. When it happens, you know what to do to get by it. You recognize the attacks of the enemy. See, there's a reason I call it the ladder of success. You got to climb it. You got to climb it. You don't descend into it. You ascend to it. You have to climb. It's not the elevator. It's not the escalator. You have to climb. And a lot of us want to shine while we're climbing. You can't shine while you're climbing. You got to grind. If you grind when the lights are out, I promise you, you'll shine when the lights are turned on. But you got to be willing to go through the grind. You got to be willing to go through the, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what she's doing, but I don't like it. Of course you don't like it. You don't understand it. It's not your destiny. It's not your dream. It's not your package. It's not who you are. It's who I am. So why would you crap on my destiny? Why would you crap on what I want, what I'm trying to do, for your own selfish gains? Why would it discourage me? Because I said it. I said it the other day. I said it. People are either going to help you do what you do, and people come and people go. It's a season. People are sent on different levels of what you're going through in your whole journey. It's different levels. Don't get mad at the people. They weren't meant to be there the whole time. So you allow them to go. You can't build anything with your emotions. So they're either going to help you, or they're going to try to kill it right there. They're going to get up, and they're just going to try to go and just kill it. They don't want to see you prosper because they're so miserable. Or they're going to be that person that takes out time to run way ahead of your destiny, try to find your destiny and kill it before you get there. And along the way, when they're running ahead, they're placing all of these roadblocks. You're talking about, oh, did you hear about what such and such is doing? I don't think that's going to work. That's not good. That's not good. So they keep running. They run forward a little further. They put another hurdle down. Yeah, you know, that thing. I've seen people do that before. That don't work. It may not work for that person, but it may work for this person. You got to stay in your lane. Every time you drive in somebody else's lane, you have an accident. Promise you. Do you know why people get in accidents? They get in an accident sometime and they don't even get hurt. They don't even get scratched because they didn't see it coming. They're not paying you any attention. When you get in somebody else's lane and they're focused, you're the person that's going to get hurt because they've already zoned out and they've zoned in. They're not paying your shenanigans any attention. So on the road to success, there are going to be hurdles. There are going to be people that are going to come at you. There are going to be people that are going to tell you that's not going to work. There are going to be those moments where it's so dark that you don't know if anybody else is even with you anymore. If anybody else is even trying to help you push this thing anymore. But until you get to that point where you don't need anybody telling you that that was great, you know that it's great because you've already seen the big picture. You've put this puzzle together already. You put this puzzle together in the dark. You already know what it's going to be. You already see what it is. You keep that big picture in front of you, and you already know nobody can shake you. Nobody can convince you otherwise. But the people that allow things and people to detour them from their destiny, you didn't believe it. From the gate, you didn't believe it. But let me help you with something. You can't put yourself in bad situations and expect great outcomes. You have some due diligence to do. You can't put yourself in a bad situation and say, you know what, I'm good. No. You have to learn how to navigate yourself on the road to success. If you're navigating, you already know what the pitfalls are because you've seen the big picture. If you're navigating, then you're good. You're going to run into some stuff. But, man, don't just drive into it. And I want to go back. I want to go back to something because, you know, there's so many emotions that go hand in hand with success and failure. And neither of them should be negative. See, I always say you can't build a business. You can't be successful with negative emotions. The positive stuff drives you. But you can't be successful with negative emotions. So that means people are going to come and people are going to go. Not everybody was meant to be a part of your journey all the way through. That's just the way it is. And the sooner we understand that, you know what, Susie came in, you know, and you know, 3 months ago, she was able to help me get this off the ground, and we did this, this, and this, you know, and you know, now, you know, I'm doing some other stuff, and, you know, yeah, I hadn't heard from Susie. So don't get mad at Susie. She did the part. She did what she was supposed to do. Stop focusing on the little negativity stuff. Stop worrying about that. Rung after rung. Just simply climb. Don't look back. Don't look sideways. Just climb. And stop allowing people to call and poison your mind. I love that my phone doesn't ring with negativity because people know, don't call me with it. I got better things to do with my life. And see, once you zone out of the nonsense and you zone back in to what you're doing, there's no problem with understanding that I'm not going to shine until it's time for me to shine. I'm not going to rush it. When it's time for me to shine is when I'm going to shine. If God's in it, you got to win. So when it's time for me to shine, I'm going to shine. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, even when I don't quite understand it. I'm going to grind when I don't feel like grinding. When the spotlight's not on me, I'm still going to grind because that's when champions are created. That's when diamonds are created. That's when you learn to walk in your greatness once it comes and not stumble. I keep hearing people say, you know what, the crown may tilt, but it will never fall. I love that statement. It may tilt, but it'll never fall. But if you don't have the foundation, if you put that crown on, it's going to fall every time. So, guys, I wanted to come to you this morning, and I wanted to tell you, learn to zone out and learn to zone in. You know, it's an amazing thing when you're passionate about what you're doing and you understand that, you know what, I may not understand everything along the way, but I know that God got me. He's got me. He understands, you know, exactly what he wants me to do, because at the end of the day, when we think about it, it's not about what we want to do. It's about what's necessary. It's about what we need to do. It's about what we're called to do. And once you find that one thing that you know you're called to do, start that journey. Right there, start that journey. And be intentional. Don't allow anything to detour you. Be intentional. Guys, you know what, guys? It's an amazing thing because some of you have some things in your mind this morning, and it's been there for a long time. And some of you have some thoughts. You're saying, you know what, I've been slacking. You know, I haven't been doing everything that I should have been doing. And you know what, I'm not hurting anybody by not doing what I should be doing. I'm only hurting myself. Because you're the only thing that stands in the way of you being great. People won't understand it. At first, they won't understand it. Then they'll ask you what you're doing and how you're doing it. And then now they want to be a part. And that's okay. It's all a part of the journey. The less you're mad, then less times that the enemy can take you off your game. So guys, you know, understand that everything is working in due time, and it is your season, but you have to make sure that you're out of your own way, and definitely be intentional, guys, and just be passionate about what you're doing. Find that one thing. So guys, thank you so much for chiming in the grind. If you're not following me on Instagram, guys, it's Nathan McCray 1, and it's, of course, Nathan McCray on Facebook. You know, send me a friend request, follow me on Instagram, guys, and, you know, I'd love to converse with you. DM me if you have any, you know, any questions you may have. You know, you may want to hear a topic on the show, want me to talk about something, that's fine. You know, shoot me a DM or shoot me an email, just NathanMcCray1@gmail.com, NathanMcCray1@gmail.com. And, guys, we'll do our very best, you know, to discuss the topic that you want to discuss. Hopefully we can bridge some gaps for you and some other people, because it's not just you. You're not alone. You're not the only person going through this. Don't allow that little person on your shoulder, that little devil on your shoulder, to tell you that your voice doesn't matter. So, guys, be intentional. Love you guys. Thank you for chiming into the grind this morning. Guys, be blessed. Go out, zone in, and have a great day, guys.
Intentional. and he's never failing.
Never failing.
All things are well for my
good.
He's intentional.
He's intentional.
He's never failing.
Never failing. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, 'cause it's working for me.